This is Remy Benice live, and we're back on Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. Woo! Oh, so glad I made it in. Yes, one shining moment. One shining moment. It's that time of year, folks. March Madness is upon us. The time of year where people go to work and open up their second screen so they can watch games at their TVs and cubicles. While no work is being done, it's pretty much a Black Friday for basketball. Yes, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. Even if you don't like basketball, you'll just love the whole damn thing. Like, you're going to love the fact that people just going around frustrated, more frustrated than they are about the presidency. No. This goes way past that. Like, geez, somebody's going to say to themselves, like, really, where the hell is Mount St. Mary, and why? Why didn't I ever heard about these guys? And why do they play so hard? You know, and how did they beat Duke? You know, things of that nature. It's going to be fun. Yay! Anyway, but if you hate sports, whatevs, I get it. So if you don't necessarily know the teams, that's fine. Today I'll offer you the option of picking the team by mascot. So if you want to call in, we can also do that. That's 718-928-9732. All right. Boom. We're talking to you live from Radio Free Brooklyn. Yay, Brooklyn. It's cold as, ooh, all get out there. I just got back from Seattle. Yes. Seattle, land of the free, home of granola. It's good times. Yay. Seattle is cold, just as New York is. But apparently there wasn't no false blizzard warning out in Seattle. No, because no one necessarily wants to interrupt all that raining that goes out in Seattle. So whatever. Anyway, but tonight's weather in Brooklyn goes as follows. It is 26 with a wind chill of 15. God. So it feels like 7 going down to 20. And it's going to be pretty much brick out there. So you might as well stay indoors. You've got all that ramen to finish. And you still didn't watch all the episodes of This Is Us. And you still haven't watched any of the Luke Cage stuff. So stay in. Do what you got to do. All right. Anyway, but back to us. Yes, you know, it's March Madness. It's been madness all year long. So whatever. We're gonna be all right. I'm back. I almost missed my flight. Actually, the flight almost got canceled because of all this hoopla with the weather. You know, everybody was like, "Oh, it's gonna be the blizzard of all blizzards. God help us all, blah, 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 blah." And what happened? What? A couple of inches, you know, somebody pulled out a block of ice and shaved it off the top of New York like it was, someone was, like, you know, shaving off Parmesan cheese on top of, like, some pasta fazool. Whatever, man. All right? Enough is enough. All right? Yeah. Anyway. I've had it with this weather. We're going to be all right. We're moving into the spring. Spring things. Spring cleaning. Springtime. Springtime fresh. Don't forget to go in for your, seasonal enema. Your seasonal enema or your cleanings. Do your 10-day cleaning out your system. I don't know if you do the cayenne lemonade cleanse or something like that. Yeah, do that shit. Do that shit. That shit's good. Whatever. Anyway. Boom. Let's move on. Before we go on with anything, let's do a little business. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com is a freeform radio station. If you would like to sponsor any shows on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, please log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, where you can set up a sponsorship for a show. Or if you just want to donate to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, you can make that known at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Freeform Radio. Thank you for choosing RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Gook! All right. Moving forward. Yeah, so March Madness. Whole lot of stuff going on. I guess the favorites are Duke, North Carolina, and any school that's super imperial and sounds something ridiculously Southern. Anyway, we don't care. We're gonna go for the underdog, you know. So, if you're out there, DeVry University, I know you're not in the tournament. We're voting for you. Community College of Dearborn. If you're out there, shout outs to you. Shout out to all the community colleges and cats who just go to community college so that, you know, maybe they can go D1, but chances are they're just gonna be on the bench. But it's all right. It's good to have dreams. You gotta have dreams, my friend. Anyway, boom. What else is going on? Oh, the world, man. The whole wide world is going on. Let's look down the list. Apparently, Congress has come out and has found its backbone and stepped up and said, "Hey, the president has no proof that his predecessor Barack Obama at any time tried to wiretap him at Trump Towers, so it was all a lie, you know." So they might as well have just like called out Maury Povich, sat down in Donald Trump's office. We went to try to see if Barack Obama tried to wiretap your offices and the wire. And let's see, the results are in. That was a lie. Yeah, that was a lie. Oh, yay. The only thing they don't lie about is the lies. Oh, my God. There'll be no apologies from Donald Trump either. So what do you want, man? That dude, you know.
He's the type of dude who looks at his gut and is like, man, it's the best six-pack you'll ever see. This is the biggest six-pack you'll ever see in the history of six-packs. I like to keep the fat on top of it just to protect my six-pack, just in case anybody has any quick ideas. Yeah. Oh, man. Whatever. It's not about him. It's about us, folks. It's about us. Let me see if we can play some fancy radio for you. Okay. Yeah, you start out the show with One Shining Moment. Yeah. Everybody loves me. It's a One Shining Moment. Yeah. One Shining Moment. That was Luther Vandross, the late, great Luther Vandross, doing the One Shining Moment. It's good times. And, and I guess CBS has decided to go back to that version of One Shining Moment. So yeah, that's gonna be fun. You know, they usually play that after the confetti's down and somebody's crying and everything like that, and grown ass men start cheering for each other, like, hey, we did it. We made billions and billions of dollars on the backs of these college kids who have no money and everything like that, but all they get is free T-shirts and high fives and a ring that they can get from Zales. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Anyway, oh, boom. So I'm going to hit you with some one of my favorite tunes. This is De La Soul, Sunshine. So keep it locked in here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
From the 516 point of view, with skills so tight, if the rhymes of a giant and them clicks will turn into a diamond. The level of rhyme and pressure come from lesser form to me and my man. And we go back like life created from a vex of sand. And it's money to be made, cause Caucasians are paid. Only brothers who rhyme, sneak bounce and catch balls. Plug one with them rhymes, making your heart stall. Like them girls when you in their room, when their man calls. It ain't nothing but the thing wonder why I can bring. As we come to bring the pain, everyone will sing. Cause your stripes don't mean a thing to me. Throwing me criminal looks, y'all need to get in the books. Absorb some water in your melon instead of acting like a felon. Hey yo son, who you telling? I make a meal if it was up to me. But since it ain't, I teach my seat to bank hard. And thank God, I smoke a substance of a different kind. Catch me tripping on earth when I'm high, sunshine.
Down right to dirt, wonder why I make some work. With access to talent like Caucasians, the yellow cabs with an A-Rab driver. I live in parties with marvelous conviction. Ain't no fiction when life claims them victims to be worth and suck drive the funds. Best believe that the life is trite, cause the gun made a man out of pussies from around my way, who usually wouldn't have a fucking thing to say. Last year's heart rocks are now petrified motors, and allies find this is moving your necks and shoulders. The anthem of this guy has been placed in your eye, so you can be blessed to see in 3D double E.
live on Radio Free Brooklyn and Butt Sweat and Beers. That was De La Soul's Sunshine. Woo! Yeah, Sunshine. We haven't seen that around here in New York City area. Boom, Kansas all the way. You got the Jayhawks. Boom. All right, mascot fight. I'm just going on mascot fight alone. All right. So apparently I'm on Radio Free. I'm on Facebook Live. Got someone chimed in and said the Kansas Jayhawks. the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm not sure. Oh, Kansas is playing either the winner of NC Central. That's a historically black college, or UC Davis. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the mascot of the UC Davis is. If it's like the banana slugs, I guess Jayhawks would kill a banana slug. So points to you, Ev. Shout out to you. Boom. What's going on? Dave Weiss, what's going on? Chilling, man. Boom. Frick, what's going on? Boom. If anybody, like, mask, this is just straight up on mascots. We're just going on just mascot masculinity, who you got in the NCAAs. You know, it could actually be outside the NCAAs. Like who's going to rip who apart, you know? Because my money, everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, Dukes might win it all. I'm like, yeah, but you haven't seen a Blue Devil. I mean, have you? I mean, I've seen an Orange Devil. We've got an Orange Devil president. But whatever, you know? Like, but a Blue Devil, like, is there one out there? It's like, please, let me know. Yo, question, is a Hoya actually a bulldog? No, a Hoya is not a bulldog. It's actually Hoya Saxa. Apparently I read up on this. They say Hoya Saxa. It's a rock, actually. A Hoya is supposed to be like a foundation or a rock. So they say Hoya Saxa, like what? So what rocks? That's what Hoya Saxa means. So you say Hoya Saxa, which makes no sense. But if you ever notice, like all these like blue-blooded schools, like Georgetown or Yale, they got bulldogs as their mascots, because I guess bulldogs are one of these like regal animals and everything like that. So guess what? You put a sweater over it and a little small hat. Congratulations, you're a bulldog. Yeah, but Hoya is not a bulldog. Yes, there you go. Take that with you. There you go. Those are facts and trivia items that you will never ever use in your life. But hey, you can take it with you. Are we taking other questions? If anybody has any questions for the black community as a whole, please feel free to speak up at this time. Why not just call them bulldogs? That's, let's see. Why not just call them bulldogs? John Thompson. That John Thompson during the African uniform period. I love the African uniform period of Georgetown. That was dope. There was a moment there I thought Georgetown was like a historically black college university. Oh, yeah. People don't mess with John Thompson. That dude, he just lurks. He doesn't even work there anymore. His son is driving the program into the ground, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? But Big John, he's still there. You know what I mean? Oh, God, we got a caller. This is going to be fun. Boom. For those of you on Facebook Live, I'm sorry, you probably won't be able to hear this because, you know, we got a budget operation around here. Anyway, let's try to see if I can speak to y'all while I'm speaking to the caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Big Voodoo.
Oh, Voodoo, what's going on? Shout out to you. Boom, we got Voodoo on the line. What's going on?
Yo, you know your website doesn't work, right?
My website is down? Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
oh, then.
Not on at all.
Oh, look at that. Well, the website is down, folks. So what the hell am I even doing here? Well, if you're going
to
listen, you might as well.
What am I doing? I'm just talking to my phone.
Oh, so then you might as well watch us on Facebook Live. Then there you go. So apparently I was told the website is still down. Well. What are we going to do with that?
Been down this whole time?
It's been down for a couple, I guess yesterday. I thought it was fixed. Yeah, well, you know, things happen. My bad. Yeah, so, but hey, if you wish to listen in. I'm up on Facebook Live right now, so you can listen to it. I'm sorry, folks. I did not know that RadioFreeBrooklyn.com was down. So I'm pretty much just talking to myself in a time capsule. But if you'd like to catch the show at a later time, boom, it's going to be up on, what's the name? iTunes when I load it up.
Yeah,
that'd be great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Wonderful. How'd you like that half-assed blizzard?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as bad as the last one, but it's like it kind of sucks because everything got iced over really quickly. That kind of sucked.
Yeah, I hear you. Shout out to Tahari.
Ice to get a parking lot. That kind of sucks.
See you. I see you. Boo. Yeah, man. Anyway, let me get back to these.
Seattle, bro.
Oh, Seattle. It was Seattle. You know, Seattle's just, it's just a wet place. It just rains all the time. There was about maybe half an hour of like no rain. And I guess, the, you know, the rain went to sleep and came back in the morning. Yo, it's just ridiculous out there. But, I mean, it's a pretty place. Seattle is very, very nice. So I'm like, whatever, whatever. Seattle is gorgeous. It's very green, and it's very wet with rain, and there's a lot of granola. There's a shit ton of granola. I kid you not. I thought I'm like, you think I'm making it up? Like, no. There's just granola on everything. It's like, you know, like when you go into Jersey, you know, say in certain parts of Jersey, if you go in, they give you just hair product, and they say, "Hey, welcome to Jersey. How you doing?" You know, like that's the thing in Seattle. Seattle, like you go into certain parts of Seattle, like, "Hey, man, what's going on? Welcome to Seattle, bruh." And like, boom, and then they give you like a nice little hacky sack and like pounds and pounds of granola. It's just weird. It's weird, but it's a whole lot of granola. That's all I have to say about that. You know, which is good, I guess. You know,
if you, for the digestive system.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? If you like that fiber life, we're about that fiber life all day, all day. Yeah.
Everybody shits healthily over there.
Yeah, that's
real
true.
Healthily. Bigly. All right, Brusky. I'm going to go on the Facebook Live, man, so I can listen to
them. All right, cool, man. Thanks for thanks for calling in, though. All right, later.
Always, brother.
All right. Boom. Yeah. So that was a caller to Voodoo. Telling me that, okay, clearly I'm going to, like, clearly if I need an audience, I will be getting it from Facebook Live. This is great. Oh, we're going to be great. Oh, boom. Shout out to Todd Monacy. The blizzard got my show canceled. That sucked, man. Oh, my God. That was a weak blizzard, yo. Like, I mean, remember the blizzard of 96? The 96 blizzard was the blizzard of all blizzards. Can we all agree on that one? Like, you know, like nothing was going down, and I mean nothing was moving in 96. Like, I mean, from New York, DC, Philly, you know, all, middle of Pennsylvania into Ohio, like, you know, like we thought that was the last day, right? Because I thought it was the last day. I was like, that was ridiculous. By the way, Tar Heel mascot, what is that? Is that racist, right? The Tar Heel, that's a different one. I think it's, well, they got, It sounds a little racist because it's like, it sounds like the whole tar and feather thing. But I guess Tar Heel, they got a ram, and they call them Ramses, and everything. So, yeah. And my thing is with the ram, like, okay, yeah, he'll butt heads with you and everything like that. But you know, you get a good lion on a ram, and the lion will fuck up a ram real good. You know, so yeah. I mean, they might shoot well. But, you know, the Lions will kick him Rams' ass all day. Like, yeah. It was about 2 feet back in 96. Yes. See, 96 was the greatest. And I mean the greatest, like, storm of my life. In the history. I remember I was in Pennsylvania for the 96 storm because that was my first year in college and everything. Yeah, I'm old. Whatever. Get over it. So, what was it? So, I was in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And then all I remember was like, the school's about to start. That's spring. That was first day of spring. Everybody got back from Christmas break. We're gonna start the spring semester, and next thing you know, it just snowed and snowed and snowed. And I've never saw like feet of snow, like 3 to 4 feet of snow in front of you, in my life. And then I heard like New York was shut down forever. Like 2-3 days, nobody was doing nothing, you know, like that snow, you know, all this that we have out here are just grown ass folks who don't want to go to work. It's garbage, lies, and bullshit. Enough. Shout out to you, Val. What's going on with you, Playboy? I see you, my friend. Okay, my friend. Yeah. Debo said, "Sure, I came to school." Came to your school at 99, and yes, that's right, Debo. You came up to Penn State, and yeah, we had the blizzard and everything. Like, oh my God, that was a great party. Oh, at the Oriental Buffet, yeah, shout out to the Oriental Buffet. A lot, oh man, and all that MD 2020 that I was drinking back then. Man, times are tough. What are you gonna do? Oh man, I jumped out the second story window into an 8. foot pile of snow. Shout out to doing crazy shit during during a blizzard. It is what it is. That's what you do. You see, now the thing is, you could do that back in 96 with a real blizzard and everything like that. You can't do that on this like little part-time snow that we got out here. This is garbage. I mean, it's cold now, but come on, B. Like what was it? There was massive of snow. Like nobody could go anywhere. There was like mountains like on every block that you went to. I was like, what is going on over here? What? Like Mother Nature out of her mind. Like she just quit. She's like, no. Like, forget all of y'all. You know, y'all forgot my birthday. So here, take that. You know, like, she was not playing. Not playing. So yeah. Yeah, but just shout out to angry natures. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. What, college mascots make no sense? College mascots don't make any sense. You know, there's, I mean, let's see. Like, Michigan State Spartans. I'm like, how close is Sparta to the state of Michigan? I mean, you know what I mean? Makes no sense at all. Like, how about the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame? Like, maybe not everybody at the school is Irish. How about that? And why are the Irish always fighting? You're like, maybe they should put down the drink. You're like, maybe they would be the sort of sensitive Irish of Notre Dame, okay? Maybe they could be the melancholy Irish of Notre Dame. What? It's just ridiculous. Or how about the USC Trojans? There's no Trojans out there. Nobody's wearing Trojans while they're at that school. How about that? So many young babies being made. Shout out to all the young mothers out there. Yeah. And then, wait, so, and the men are called Trojans, but you can't call the women Trojans, so they call them the women of Troy. Yeah, that's somewhat sexy. Boom. Snowflake culture. All of it. It's all snowflake culture, my friend. It's like everybody's sad and broken and has no spine. There you go. That's right. Hashtag fake weather. All of it. It's all garbage. Yeah. Let's see. So I'm going through the list of mascots over here. Boom. We got the Dayton Flyers against the Wichita State Shockers. That's going to be fun. I believe the Vegas line states that Wichita State is going to win this thing. Yeah, but Wichita, a shocker. Now, if you ever look, I don't have the visual with me, but you'll have to look this up. The Wichita State mascot is pretty much is like a big old stock of wheat just with a face on it, with a cartoon face on it, that which looks scary, you know, if you're a child, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, no. Like, I'm a grown man. Like, you know, put a beard on that thing and maybe, just maybe, you know, after a couple of drinks, I might be a little thrown off. But whatever, you know. So, Wichita State Shockers. They're playing the Dayton Flyers. And the Dayton Flyers are tires, last time I checked. Because Dayton is the home of is part of, like, that whole, automobile manufacturing stuff back right next to Michigan and all that. Yeah, so they push out fancy tires. So you have wheat versus tires. So what wins? Wheat versus tires. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe tires can flatten out a bushel of wheat, but have you ever been through like a thick bushel of wheat, like a whole field? Like, chances are that tire might blow out. So thing is, I'm going to go with Wichita. Take the points and the under. All right? So there you go. The melancholy Irish. Yeah, you like that. Boom. I knew you would. Anyway, what else is going on out there? How are you folks? All of you. I miss your faces. Yeah, Seattle. Seattle is a cute little state in the middle of Alaska and the Antarctic. It's a weird place. It's a cool little place, yeah. Boom. By the way, what do you think about that Maddow thing? I mean, what? So she made a report about the 2005, Donald Trump's IRS taxes, IRS filings. I'm like, okay, it's two pages long, and it doesn't show anything. You know, she did just as much as she could. She was like, okay, boom. Now, chances are, in my mind, I think Donald Trump leaked it himself just so he can say, see, I pay taxes. Now get off my back, all right? Boom. But for the most part, I'm going to go with this.
somebody out there knows the answers. And I'm not sure if that person's happy with the amount of money they're making. And at any given time, they may want to pull the lever down and just open up the dam of information that's hiding here. You know, oh, it's real. It's real. You know, do I believe that all of Russia, he's in bed with all of Russia? Perhaps. You know, I don't necessarily think he's clean about all this stuff. So whatever. Anyway, boom, you are live on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Hello, caller.
What's going on, black man?
Hey, what's going on with you?
It's Jeff, Kate Jefferson.
Oh, well. What is going on straight from New Jerusalem? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, man. So you on live on Facebook. Just wanted to reach out to you, brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Boom. And shout out to you for excellent season and everything. You had you and the ladies over there. Excellent work over there. Newark Tech?
Yes, sir.
Yes, man. Good stuff. Good for you, man. Shout out to the program. It's like, boom, teach the ladies well. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully they all get to college D1 or better, or D1, D2, doesn't matter, as long as they're doing themselves. That's all that matters. So, good.
Got one senior now, man. She's going to Howard next year on a full ride.
She's a bison. Well, good for her, man. Good.
Yeah. I said, just want to reach out. Doing good things, brother. I'll be watching you from afar.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm touched. I'm glad somebody's watching. I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm just throwing stuff into the air, and I'm like, all right, well, whatevs. You're like, I tried, you know, so it'll be all right. But I'll try to catch up with you sometime this spring or this summer, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Take care, bro.
What? Peace. Boom, I'm the chicken. Yeah. I'm the chicken. My boy Keith KJ. Boo. Oh, shout out to Hav El Capo. Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to EJ Smith. Miss your faces. Oh, man. But yeah, getting back to Seattle. Seattle was a, what can I say about that place? It's not necessarily, if you go, it's a big city. You know, but it reminded me of like a college town times 10, but even better, you know, because it wasn't too collegey, you know, but at the same time, it was very granola-y. There was a lot of nature there. There was a lot of, you know, I feel like somebody was like making sweaters last night or something like that. It was, you know, I'm sure there's a trap house somewhere in Seattle. I don't know where it is. You know, and besides, they probably don't need a trap house because, you know, they have recreational marijuana, and that's legal in the state of Washington. So shout out to the state of Washington and the legalization of marijuana for recreational use. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good luck with that. And if you don't smoke, you can eat it because there's edibles out there. So so good luck with that. Go team. Let's win. Boom. Anyway, I'm going to play some music. If anybody has any requests, please, by all means, throw it down. What are the topics today? Miss you too, Remy. Hey, Aaron John. Well, okay. All right. So moving forward, today's topics are mascot versus mascot. Who you got in a fight in this upcoming NCAA tournament? You know, because my thing is like most people, if you just go off of like just the statistics alone, the statistics are ridiculous. Like, just go off mascot versus mascot. That's nice and easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom. Would a Wildcat from Villanova beat a Hurricane from Miami? You know? Like, oh, I'm sure the Wildcat would give up, you know, and give a nice good fight. But sooner or later, the Hurricane breezes in, knocks everybody off its side. I mean, geez. Like, as terrifying as a cat is, like, think about 50 mile per hour winds whooping people's asses. Yes. There you go. Mother Nature. Mic drop. Anyway. Thong song. I hate you all. Oh, God. Thong song. You know, fine. I guess we could play the thong song. Last time I'll ask for a request. from our viewers. Damn you. Damn you all. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. It's all right. I'm going to get you. When I see you in the streets, I'm going to see you in the streets. All right. Okay. So, yeah. So, mascots. Also, we were talking about the state of Seattle. I just came back from Seattle. It was pretty okay. You know, it was not overwhelming. It was just it was all right. So yeah. And then boom, laugh my yes. All right. Boom. So we're gonna play the thong song. We're gonna play the thong song because some of y'all can't have nice things. You know what I'm saying? Like relevant music, like right now. So y'all want to play the thong song. I hate you all with a passion. All right. Boom. So here we go. The damn thong song. I can't stand you. I haven't heard the thong song since BET what was that show on BET that they used to go on like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you could see like the big booty strippers and everything, like BET Unplugged. Was that BET Unplugged? It's like I Like No Worries by Lil Wayne. I'm gonna try to see if I can get that in for you, EJ. All right, so let's see what we can do. Hold on, but now we must debase ourselves by playing the thong song. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. All right. Fine. All right. Here's the video version of the thong song. Enjoy. I'm going to...
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance all the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an actor dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong. I like it when the beat go, baby, make your booty go. That thong. That girl's so scandalous, and I know I never handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance all the hip-hop spots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what, all night long. Let me see that thong, baby, that thong. I like it when the beat goes. Booty go, that thong.
Yay. And that was the thong song, because some of you can't have nice things, you know, like a future. I can't stand you. All right. Well, shout out to Cisco, wherever he is. I guess he's got the shift tonight at Sonic somewhere, you know, making tater tots. That's right. Because when you're a one-hit wonder, you are a one-hit wonder. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Cisco. Like, I'm just playing. Boom. Stop getting mad. It was just one song, too. Whatever. Anyway, Cisco, he's still alive? I'm guessing so. He's probably somewhere. He's probably working at Sonic or, you know, let's see, Chick-fil-A somewhere. You know, hopefully he's got all his money. Maybe we'll probably see him on Dances with the Stars, because that's what you do. You want to get famous again, but, you know, you only had one hit song, Dances with the Stars. You know, let's see, you only had, everybody knew you as the Catch Me Outside girl, and now you actually want to, you know, improve your brand, Dancing with the Stars. Let's see, you had one sex tape, and it popped off for a little bit, and now you want to push your children's book that you just wrote and everything. What do I do? Dancing with the Stars. So one day, Dancing with the Stars. Okay, I'll give you that. Drew Hill had mad hits. Whatever. I heard the fat dude in Drew Hill can't even jump anymore. Remember when he used to do like the little tell me what you want? I heard he can't even jump anymore. It's a shame, you know. Oh man, shout out to the 600-pound life. It happens. I ain't gonna talk. I keeps a big gut, so whatever. I gotta go fix that. I'm just saying. I want to see 50, 60, 70, and 80, and at least 90. We'll see what happens. All right. Drew Hill was awful, though. They weren't awful. They were just, you know, it was the 90s. You know, it was the 90s. What can you do? What can you do? You know, it was the 90s and early 2000s. What can you do? Oh, my God. It was, woo. Oh, man. Just a whole. What? Yeah, he's Bright Magic and Sonic. I told you. Like I said, I'm just saying the 90s, man. I look back at things in the 90s now. I'm like, where are they? Like, you know what? I look back and I say, like, hey, where the hell is Mr. Cheeks? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where where are the Lost Boys? Where is Mr. Cheeks? I know, like, what was it? I think it was, who's, I don't know who passed away. Was it Freaky Tile or Pretty Lou? One of them passed away. I know that much. But, like, you know, Speak Nice, my man, we be get down representing. So this is how it go. Let me let you know how it be in the G-H-E, double T-O, my man Mo. Like, yeah, where are they? Where are they now? You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they're right. I don't want to hear, like, oh, yeah, Mr. Cheeks, you can find him, like, somewhere on Saratoga Ave, you know, holding down this bodega, because that's what he likes to do. Like, no. B, you had some money. You had some things in the game, B. You know, it's like, damn. Oh, well. But shout out to Mr. Cheeks. I'm just saying, Shaggy. Where's Shaggy now? Shaggy's probably counting his millions. That dude got paid. He got his money, and he left his country. Mr. Lava. Yeah. He got out of here quick. He was like, let me take this money and go somewhere because my money's fantastic. Oh, my God. I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah. Shaggy got out of here quick. That was good, though. He came in with that other song with the, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Really wonderful when they're playing to play. Like, whatever. Like, shout out to Shaggy. He got out. He knew how to do this. Like, everything you got to do to get your money, you got to do it when you're young. Young and ridiculous. Mr. Cheeks didn't die. He's okay. Freaky Ty is probably dead. Or Pretty Lou. I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, I know what's the name is gone. My grandparents played Shaggy's album for from New York City to Florida. Yes, because that's that is age appropriate music, you know. They call me Mr. Boombastic, kind of fantastic. Yeah, that's what you want to hear, you know. That's like, oh, Carolina, Carolina is a girl. No, there you go. I do.
I do a decent Shaggy. I do an okay Larry Blackman from Cameo. So I'm gonna actually one of these Halloweens I'm gonna dress like Larry Blackman from Cameo, like with the codpiece and everything. It's gonna be awesome. Can't wait. Ill and Now Scratch, Where My Homies. Oh my God. Yeah. Now they're like them, I'm sure they're somewhere in like Mount Vernon, like you know what I'm saying, still drinking like freaking Special Brew or something like that. You know, or somebody turned Christian and they're probably like a deacon somewhere at some church running like an AAU team or something. You know, cuz that's what happens. You know, you get older, you know, you put the streets behind you and then you stop paying your taxes and you start wearing like hard bottoms every day. So, like, yeah, it's like, oh, you really thought you was gonna wear velour tracksuits and everything? Like, oh yeah, well, this is 40, all right? You need to stop that, all right? I mean, Big Daddy Kane got married. Yes, Big Daddy motherfucking Kane got married, okay? So sooner or later, you're gonna have to put everything that you played around with behind you. I'm not saying forget it. It's just that, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to back away from the game. Oh, yes, Black Sheep. Whatever happened to Black Sheep? Well, Dres from Black Sheep is still a producer, from what I can tell. Now, the other dude, I have no idea whatever happened to him. But Dres, you know, who looked like a more mature version of Chia Lee, like he still does music. That much I know. Craig Mack, Flavor in the Year, top five single. No. Craig Mack, 1,000 Degrees. Oh, my God. Man. Yo, I tell you, Craig Mack would have been bigger had he used Proactive, but Proactive wasn't out at the time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Shout out to Proactive. Yeah. If Craig Mack just exfoliated just a little bit, he'd have been good. You know? But I think Craig Mack gets a whole lot of, like, he doesn't get a pass like Seal gets a pass. You see, Seal gets a pass because, you know, those are like tribal marks and everything like that. Craig Mack doesn't get a pass because that's acne. You know, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. Things happen, man. You know, acne's real. Shout out to those fighting the war on acne. The war on acne is going down. I mean, and you think you're going to stop fighting acne once you hit, like, you know, 21, 22. You're like, but... You know, I think I stopped getting like ridiculous amount of acne sometime around maybe 22, 23. Yeah, that's about it. Like at the end of college, that was it. Boom, Gorilla Black, second coming of Biggie. Oh God, Gorilla Black needs to go. That was, oh my God, no, couldn't deal. That was horrible. Oh, shout out to Blackstreet. Blackstreet was great. Blackstreet, hey, all of Blackstreet music still is popping till today. You can still put on some Blackstreet, and that feels, and it still feels good. You can still make babies to Blackstreet music. You know that "Buy Me Love," "Money Can't Buy Me Love." That is some good baby making music. I mean, you are skeeting all night long to some good Blackstreet. So hey, that money's good for that music is good for the ages. So, yeah. But for the most part, you know, the 90s gave us possibly our greatest amount of, like, you know, a good vault of one hit wonders, or at least two hit wonders, you know what I'm saying? There's some good two hit wonders out there. You know, like the one hit wonder is one thing, but the two hit wonder, that's like, you know, that's like remember in the 80s, like this dude named Rick Ashley, he did the "Together Forever and Ever to Cry," and then he did "Never Gonna Give You Up," which is pretty much "Together Forever." It's the same song. He just flipped it, and then he just put new tracks on. He just put new verses on the same track, you know. And so, you know, shout out to the two hit wonders too. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody was asking me, like, hey, whatever happened to Queen Penn? And I'm like, jeez, ugh. Like, whatever happened to her? And I'm thinking maybe somebody, like, wifed her up or something like that, you know? Hopefully she's not in the pen. So shout out to Queen Penn, wherever she goes. So, yeah. Oh, man. I'm reading your comments out here. I can't stand these little yachties. Now you got to listen to Bubblegum Trap. Bubblegum Trap is, you know, it's fine, you know? Hey, this is, like, you got to remember, This is not the time for you to be going by these high schools and picking up these young girls. This is not your time. This is not your music, you know? Like, if you like some of it, great. If you don't like all of it, well, then that's fine, because all of it's not for you. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I listen to some Odd Future, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I listen to some of it, and I'm like, man, these kids, they need their meds, man. What's going on, B? Why would you say things like this? And then it hits me. I'm like, oh, well, he's not talking to me. You know, I'm good. You know what I mean? But it's like, my thing is, as long as, you know, it's within the culture and it's not necessarily like duplicitous and some backstabbing stuff outside the hip hop culture, I'm okay with it. You know, Groove Theory is so good. My God. Groove Theory, you know, you can still make some babies to Groove Theory. You can, and like, don't get me wrong. That's, you can't be like, you know, like shaking the headboard on no Groove Theory songs, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta be making love. You can't be fucking on no Groove Theory. You gotta be, yeah. That's the neo soul. That was the prince and princess of neo soul. That whole Groove Theory. Oh my God, Amel LaRue and was it Bryce? Yeah, man. I was like, oh my God, they look like a cute couple. What? They're not together? You mean I got a chance with her? Oh, Amel LaRue. Woo. Man, she got me through some nights in college. I don't want to talk about it. I don't really want to talk about it. I don't want to say nothing. I'm just saying. Anyway, folks, we're about to wrap up the show. It's like, boom. It's been wonderful. Wait. But before we do, I think I'm I think let me see if I can like pull up something. Oh man, I can't believe I'm about to do this. I'm about to see if we can go into the vault and everything and see what we can do. Bilal had a good one. He had that Soul Sister song. That was a good song. Oh my god, that song. I thought he had a chance, and that was it. I was like, what are you doing? What else is going on here, man? You know, he's one of these dudes, like, yo, he's like, he must have been like an artist, like, well, I just want to make perfect music at all times. Like, no, just put out the song and, you know what I'm saying, wait for the remix to make it perfect, you know? Music Soul Child, I never really liked Music Soul Child, only because, yo, you can't, you're like, he was like 5 foot tall, and he'd wear like these huge butterfly, like huge glasses, like he was Jackie Onassis all the time. But then he took off the glasses and you knew why. It's like, oh, he's got a sleepy eye. Never mind. My bad, dog. My bad. You know what? You put back on them glasses. I get it. You know, you just keep singing your song. Oh, wait, what? You sound sucky live. Oh, well, then never mind. Never mind then, Music Soul Child. You are horrible. You are a horrible person. And I don't need you. So yeah. Anyway. Yeah, but that was that. This has been a wonderful show, man. This has been a wonderful show. Tonight, I guess I'll be sitting at home, staying away from what's the name? Staying away from the what's the name? I guess I'll be staying warm, just like the rest of y'all, because it's gonna be cold as balls out here. Anyway, I'm gonna leave y'all tonight with Mr. Cheeks and LB Fam doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let's see if we can get this from the top. Hold on. This is great music. This is how they do it. This is how we do it. LB Fam, finally. I'll see you next week, folks.
You been wanting to put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean? Word up. MCA. This is how we do any day. Freaky tie, pretty new, my man, big nice. We be getting down representing, so this is how it go. Let me let you know how it be in the G-H-E, double D-O, my name ho. Let me run it down the line, hey, if you hit a mistake, wow. Who's the best, who's the worst in this here rap game? For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing, putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with
the style, but they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot to come, I seen a lot to go. I seen a lot to break, I seen a lot to blow. Yo, it's a trip to see a fella slip. Get a grip, get a, get a, get a grip, get a. You don't even know the half of my crew. To be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, set it. You tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your pits and bats. Then get the gats just in case we take it to the stats. The Lex Coast, the Beamers and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my people in the pen.
My man,
keep your head up into the hoods. Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumper, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Nowadays,
punks be frontin' like they ill.
That
bustin' caps ain't got a
goddamn thing to do with your skills.
Recognize what you frontin' for. I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop.
Faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, Ace Deuce Trey, at the best, up at Zimbabwe. Hey, who's the best? I want the best to come test me. So I could release some stress from my chest, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, blow for blow, round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder and the rain, causing confusion to your brain. It's the Lex Coos, the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pens. Keep your head up into the hoods. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with Buffalo, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride, ride.
Keep the jams live for the year 95.
I got more n****s in my tribe than there's bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day stay high. Mr. Jeeks, every day high. Concentrate to get my thing straight. Make a plate before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I bees with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bags, head out of town. I be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes name Cheeks with techniques for the streets, so for rough neck beats. There's rumors going around about the Cheeks can't remain raw. Me and my fan, which out the grooves like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. The thing, Alex Cruz, the Beamers and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pens. Yo, keep your head up into the hoods. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide.
Yeah, and that was Mr. Cheeks, Jeeps, Lex Coupes, Beamers, and the Benz. My name is Ren Benice, signing off. Coming up next is Ear Hammer, boom, with Ramel. Good night.